You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. On September 26, students at the University of Michigan discovered hate flyers plastered in several buildings. One of the flyers called on Euro-Americans, and I'm quoting, to, quote, be white and stop apologizing, living in fear and denying your heritage. Another flyer spelled out racist reasons why white women should not date black men. University President Mark Schlissel responded by calling a community conversation to give people a place to express thoughts and feelings. But as we heard yesterday, not all students were satisfied with the response. Lauren Ward is a sophomore at the Ross School of Business. She says the flyers were a tipping point for black student activists.
That very same week, we had three deaths of unarmed black men that went completely unnoticed in class, that went unnoticed academically, with professors.
And ironically, those flyers were posted just before President Schlissel unveiled the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Strategic Plan. It's the result of a year's worth of work and discussions with students, faculty, and staff. Let's talk more now about how a university community can and should build diversity and tolerance, and how it should respond to the kinds of actions that make students of color feel that they are not welcomed on campus. President Mark Schlissel, it's good to have you back on Stateside.
It's great to be here, Cynthia.
President Schlissel, how did those flyers make you feel?
My initial emotion was anger and disappointment. Anger that within our community or perhaps outside the Michigan campus, there are people that seek to denigrate others based on their race. And I knew that there would be a reaction on campus. I was, personally hurt and hurt on behalf of our students.
And when you had the community conversation and students stood up and shared their thoughts and their experiences, what did you hear that really touched you or really surprised you?
Well, I think the biggest message is that students, we have 43,000 students on the Ann Arbor campus, and they experience their life at Michigan as students differently. And many of our students of color, in this instance our black students, don't always feel as if they're fully welcomed, included members of our community. And when that happens, they lose their equal opportunity to learn and to benefit from this wonderful university education we provide.
Did that surprise you when you heard those stories?
To be honest, unfortunately, it's not the first time I've heard stories like this. And I've come to appreciate that the lived experience here on campus is different for every one of our students. I think, on average, our students have a fantastic educational and social experience at Michigan, but there are, subsets of students and on occasions that don't feel similarly valued and included. And I've unfortunately heard the story before.
In fact, one of the students who spoke at that conversation is Lauren Ward. She's a sophomore at the Ross School of Business, and she was here on Stateside talking about her feelings when the flyers went up, and she calls that a tipping point in a very, very tough week. Let's listen to part of what she said.
That very same week, we had three deaths of unarmed black men that went completely unnoticed in class, that went unnoticed academically. And it kind of created this frustration with the disconnect that students had between academia and real life, because these are problems that affect students all the time.
President Schlissel, what do you think a university's role should be in acknowledging outside events like those police-related shootings and how they impact students?
Well, I think a university education always occurs in the context of what's going on in society. And amongst the most sort of impactful and emotional events that have been happening in recent years is what appears to be an alarming increase in the deaths of suspects at the hands of law enforcement and often suspects of color. I think that this has had a cumulative effect. And it really should. It should make us take a step back and ask what's going on in our greater society. It's not entirely fair to say these events go unnoticed. They're noticed by all of us. They're read about in the newspapers. They're in the media. The frustration is that we don't seem to be able to get a handle on why this is happening, some societal agreement on how our citizens and other visitors to our country all needed to be treated equally and equitably. and how we can work together to live up to our highest ideals.
When you hear a student say it went unnoticed in class, as an educator, is that the place, for example, let's say in someone's accounting class, is that where that kind of conversation should happen? Or should there be a better way for students to get a sense that, yes, the university recognizes this and, yes, understands what it's doing to you?
Yeah, I think there isn't a general answer to your question. I think when there are events that are occurring in society that have tremendous psychological or emotional impact on all of us, and particularly on our students, it's important that we do talk about those events in class, outside of class. You point out a statistics or a math class which may not sound relevant to the events associated with a police shooting or racist posters posted on campus. But if thoughts and inferences, attempts at understanding the meaning of what's going on in the world are so in the front of our students' minds that it impedes their learning, then I think talking about it at least briefly in class is important. You know, you mentioned our rollout of a diversity, equity, and inclusion plan. You know, one of the things that's important to us is that our faculty develop the tools necessary to know how to best guide discussions of these very challenging emotional topics.
All of this comes after a year of discussions and groundwork on the new strategic plan for diversity, equity, and inclusion. What are the building blocks of the campus-wide plan? Can you spell it out for us?
Sure. The first is how to build a more inclusive campus environment where every member of our community has an equal opportunity to thrive and to benefit from the educational experience we're presenting, that our faculty and staff feel equally valued in the workplace and have similar opportunities for advancement and career fulfillment. The second is a demographic challenge, is how do we make the university community more representative of the full breadth of our society? And when we talk about diversity, it's just not just race and ethnicity, but it's socioeconomic diversity, gender and gender identity diversity, diversity of political thought, geographical diversity. So the richness of our society has to be captured in our campus in order for us to be an ideal learning community. And then the third major component is scholarship around issues of diversity and inclusion. Because, you know, at our core, the faculty are researchers and teachers, and we want to be able to make a university contribution by helping us better understand the impact of diversity on education and on research.
That second building block of the campus-wide plan to recruit, retain, and develop a diverse community, have you got a sense of how Michigan's law banning affirmative action and admissions has affected the university's ability to diversify its student population?
Well, you know, cause and effect are always extremely difficult, but the demographics of our campus has changed in the years since Proposal 2 was passed. So you can make inference from that to be sure. It's very hard to prove. We are completely committed to make all of our actions within the confines of the law. You know, the citizens of Michigan have spoken. Personally, as an educator, I'm convinced, based on data and based on my lifelong experience, that there are talented students in every community across the state of Michigan, all around the country and the world. But it's up to us to develop the tools that let us identify students all in every niche within our state who are talented and willing to work hard that would benefit from and contribute to a Michigan education. And, you know, that's the way we're approaching things. We're reaching out deeply and broadly across the state of Michigan, and we want every student that wants to better themselves through education, is willing to work hard to improve themselves, then we want them to consider applying to Michigan, and we will look at them in a very holistic fashion, certainly within the confines of the law, to identify that kind of talent and to bring them here into our community.
If you just joined us, I'm speaking with University of Michigan President Mark Schlissel as we talk about the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion strategic plan that has just been unveiled at the same time that there were issues with racist flyers that appeared on the campus at the University of Michigan. And so we're looking at this five-year plan with these core building blocks, but I'm wondering about the day-to-day interactions happening on campus right now. In fact, let's take a quick listen to University of Michigan sophomore Lauren Ward on this very question.
Does it count as bullying if you're saying rude comments to a black girl on her hair? Does it count as bullying if you're insulting a man named Muhammad because of his name?
So, President Schlissel, what do you hope could be done to affect immediate changes on campus? I mean, a five-year plan is something at which to point the ship, if you will, and aim at that goal. But what about right now?
Yeah, you know, there's been much discourse about calling a plan a five-year plan. You know, our need to improve the quality of the experience for all our students doesn't begin in 5 years. You know, it begins yesterday. So, you know, we've already begun to implement aspects of the plan. And the idea is to continuously improve, check how we're doing, and then make mid-course adjustments as we move forward. I am not at all naive enough to think that at the end of 5 years, inclusion and equity will no longer be a problem at the University of Michigan. And I'm not naive to think it won't continue to exist in society at large. But as you mentioned, you know, we point ourselves in a direction using a strategic plan. We use the community building aspects of developing a plan to get the community focused in a direction and to be pulling all in that same direction. You know, the kind of examples that the student points out are, of course, you know, sort of intolerable modes of mistreatment among people. And I think if you walked around the Michigan campus and asked people how acceptable that kind of behavior is, you'd be hard-pressed to find an individual that stood up and said, boy, that's the way we should be behaving. I think a lot of what we're doing is raising people's consciousness and sensitivity to how others in the community may perceive the way they talk or behave, either intentionally or unintentionally. The act of developing the plan actually was the beginning of progress of the plan. We devolved this planning process to touch all of our units across campus. So, you know, usually when a university wants to develop a strategic plan, it picks a selective committee that should be broadly representative, locks them up in a room, has them meet 10 or 12 times, and then issue a report. What we did here was we assigned responsibility for the development of the plan to every major unit across the whole campus. So all 19 of our schools and colleges were responsible for coming up with plans, as well as all the major administrative and auxiliary units on the campus. And the idea behind that was to get a sense of sort of ownership at the very local level of what it was we were trying to accomplish and the tools and the pathways we wanted to take to get there. It's those conversations that are provoked when you put people to the task of asking, who do we want to be? How do we want to treat one another? What does every individual member of our community deserve to experience? That's the beginning of the process of improving the nature of our community.
Can I ask President Schlissel, have the people who put those flyers up been identified?
No, we have absolutely no idea who put the flyers up. We don't know whether it's, you know, one or two people or 20 people. We don't know whether they're members of our community, you know, students or faculty or staff, or whether they're completely outside the university. You know, we do know that the sentiments expressed in those flyers are antithetical to the values of the University of Michigan community. I think it's very important that we confront this kind of hateful speech with more speech, you know, with students and others stepping up as allies, supporting one another, and letting the community as a whole know that whoever it was that put these flyers up weren't speaking for us. You know, they were speaking for hate.
University of Michigan President Mark Schlissel, thank you so much for taking time to be with us on Stateside.
Well, thanks so much, Cynthia, for your interest.